Coke. You know, we don't have a contest called Listener of the Day, but if we did, this guy would certainly be a strong competitor. Jules Manson, 48 years old, living in Carson in a trailer park.
Yeah, he's in trouble because the Secret Service came to visit. Apparently, Jules got really upset recently because President Obama was behind a new military authorization bill. And apparently, the revisions included detaining people on suspicion of being terrorists without a trial. And this really worked up Jules.
Yeah, Ron Paul has been making a big stink about this in his run for the president. He's claiming that this bill will literally legalize martial law in this country. And Manson is a big libertarian, a big supporter of Ron Paul.
He actually ran for Carson City Council a while back. He got 550 votes, but before you jump, that was less than 4%. He lost last spring in the election. He was running as a libertarian. Now, apparently the Facebook posting which caught the attention of the federal government was the following. Assassinate the effing N-word and his monkey children.
And a website called yourblackworld.com was alerted to the posting, and they got a screen grab. They recorded it, showed it off, and three Secret Service agents visited Jules, Corey, Andy, and Stephanie.
He said they were very pleasant.
Now, when I came to work today, and we were laughing about this this story, about this lunatic, I'm looking at Trailer Park, Carson, guy ran for city council.
Libertarian leanings.
Yeah, really into politics, and I'm thinking, possible John and Ken listener.
John even said he'd bet Mitt Romney $10,000. The guy is a John and Ken listener.
That's right.
Our producer Ray reached out to him, and you can guess it was a bingo.
Yeah,
it was a hit.
We hit the jackpot here, and Jules is very excited to come on. We are now going to replay the interview we did with Jules Manson from earlier in the show. Jules.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Can you settle a bet? Can you settle a bet first?
Hold on.
Where are you going?
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Are you a listener to the John and Ken show?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. Man. I hope I'm not giving you guys a bad name. I really love you
John
guys.
John wins.
I have you on all my podcasts. I download you guys almost every day.
All right. Well, you know, John just won 10 grand from Mitt Romney, whatever that means.
That's wonderful. I just knew it. When I read this story, I just knew it.
Got to be a John and Ken listener, right?
Got to be. You're in a trailer in Carson, and you're writing threats to the president late at night. That's
you know what?
Perfect stereotype.
Okay, I cannot say too much. I have to tell you two gentlemen, I cannot say, because I'm still under investigation from the Secret Service. But I will say these things. I will say that my comments were blown out of proportion because, I was actually way out of line. I admit that. I'm probably speaking to him as down as it is. How do I put this? I was not in the right state of mind when I wrote those comments.
How much did you have to drink?
I'd rather not. Again, like I said, I'm under investigation at the moment.
Is it a good guess that alcohol was involved?
I would rather not say. It's not a good. But I will say that
was meth involved.
But you are admitting that you did post assassinate the F N word and his monkey children.
I didn't name him.
What? You said that.
I'm guessing it was implied. Like I said before, I was not in the right state of mind.
Right.
And it happened only minutes after. Only minutes after I had learned, at least I read an online article, that the NDAA had passed, and I was enraged over it. I was really hurt by it. And all I did was type out the most hurtful, vile things I could think of to get back at him. I mean, or at everybody, actually, at Congress and him, everybody.
Well,
everybody,
Republicans and the Democrats both passed this.
All of them. I was very, very upset about it.
Well, why would you pick on him, though?
Don't you realize, though, that putting something like that out there is going to bring the Secret Service to your door?
I do now. You know, I got to tell you something about
it. I do now.
At first, the federal government is very intimidating, but you know what? They were the nicest people. I mean, if under any other circumstances, I felt like I could have been great friends with them. They were really nice people.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd love to be your friend.
So they asked you a lot. Are you allowed to talk about all the questions they asked you?
I have to tell you guys.
Do you have a lawyer, by the way?
I'm completely harmless, and I am not the least bit racist. Please do not take any of my comments as racist. I have nothing but respect for people of all color, I'm a person of color myself, not black, but I'm a person of color.
I have a different sensibility. It's not so much the racial epithet. It's the assassination request. That's probably what the Secret Service wasn't there because
that was so out of line, sir. I have no connections with any radical groups. I never intended to harm anyone in the world. Now I'm world famous and world hated. You should see the comments on my Facebook page. My goodness.
I think I deactivated
it. Jules, you have to learn to count to 10 before you start posting things.
I have to count to more like 1,000 because I was enraged for a few hours.
What specifically in this National Defense Authorization Act
set you off?
Well, from what I read, now, I believe it limits our Fifth and Sixth Amendments. I can't even name them, but I understand that they impose martial law. Allow the military to run our streets and arrest anyone, and also, this is the way I understood it, that jurisprudence is suspended, which means they can hold you indefinitely without a hearing or a trial. I mean, that sounds like Nazi Germany.
I think that's for terrorism suspects. I haven't read this act. I don't know much about it, but just based on a couple of news stories today, a lot of activists are angry over indefinite detention without a trial for terrorism suspects.
Well, I believe it can happen to Americans now. That's why that was Patriot Act. See, I believe the NDA extends that to Americans.
Yeah.
And so what do you do?
That was my problem.
What do you do every day? You just hold up in your trailer researching all these libertarian things? Or do you actually earn a living?
I do a lot of research. Normally, I'm a mechanical engineer when I am working, but I haven't worked for a couple of years.
I was going to say, living in a trailer, probably not.
How are you paying? Your bills?
It's actually a very nice home.
I'm sure it is, and Carson is a very nice place.
How do you pay your bills? Where do you get the money?
I have stock reserves and savings, that kind of stuff.
Stock reserves?
Stock reserves, okay.
All right. You're a big Ron Paul fan, apparently.
I'm going to say I'm a libertarian. I'm not going to say anything about Ron Paul.
You don't want to attach yourself to him now.
I don't think he wants your endorsement.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There are others that have endorsed me in the past and from my campaign run at city council. I've also disassociated myself with them. I'm not going to name them.
Yeah.
Again, John, Ken, you know, you guys, I probably said too much already, but I do want to stress one thing. I'm not the least bit racist. I never wanted harm to come to anyone. And when I did make those statements...
And you don't want to kill the president. Wait, even more importantly, you don't want to kill the president.
I don't want to hurt
him. And you do not advocate that someone do this.
Never, never, never.
Okay,
all right.
I was way out of line. I feel deeply... I deeply regret my statements. I'm deeply sorry for what I said, especially to Mr. Obama and his beautiful family.
And apparently you did take some sort of oath of nonviolence on Facebook?
I did.
Whatever that is.
To reaffirm that.
I got a question. People get angry about politicians all the time. Certainly we do. Why did you get so angry about his children?
Like I said, it wasn't his children at all. It was more like I wanted to say some words that would hurt him, harm him, but that he would feel.
Now, he's a Facebook reader of yours?
Pardon?
Yeah, he reads your Facebook page every night, is it?
I did not expect this to go viral like it did.
All right, Jules, we got to go. Keep us posted.
Okay. Keep enjoying the show and the podcast and all that.
I'm
okay.
To give you guys,
we're proud to have you as a listener.
You willing to give us what?
I'm willing to give you guys a full interview sometime if you like.
As soon as you're ready to talk, Jules. Okay. As soon as the Secret Service is done with you.
The investigation is still open. All right, that's Jules Manson, who was on our show a few hours ago. And again, he lives in a trailer in Carson. Secret Service came to visit because of a nasty posting on his Facebook page about the president.
It also shows you.